Don't you want to go get a nice turkey sandwich right now or something?
Yeah, I had
I'll pay for it.
I just had a turkey sandwich, and then I went to Halsted Street Deli at Merch Mart, and then I walked here, and right out, so there's a food truck court going on right in Tribune Plaza there, right by the Lincoln Statue.
I think it's called Pioneer Plaza.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's why Lincoln's there.
Well, behind, in the front on Michigan or behind back by the NBC Tower?
On Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was
that would be Tribune Plaza.
Right, where the Lincoln statue is. And then, yeah, so there's a ton of, so I missed out on
a lot of wieners at the, right by the Lincoln statue.
There was
a lot of split wieners.
Really? Suspicious placement there.
Split wieners.
There,
yeah, and?
Yeah, there was a, so I was bummed out. It's food truck season, and I would have liked to have that experience that today, because it seemed to wow the tourists. Like, oh, that's cool. A dog and I both had Michigan Avenue experiences yesterday. That
we were like separate. Sex in the City.
Uh-huh.
We had all that time off, and we both flittered off and had these fabulous afternoons
by ourselves, unknowing that we were both enjoying the Mag Mile to its
and being
right.
Fabulous as hell.
Because after we did the podcast, we kind of waited around to see if the baseball game would be over before 7, but it clearly was not going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you'd still have 3 hours or so to goof around, right?
Yeah,
exactly. So I took off first and went to my coffee shop and collect myself and my thoughts, and then I went
your coffee shop.
Yeah, well, I've got
Dollop.
Yeah, I go to Dollop. It's a little place in Streeterville.
Oh, right. Dollop. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Got a hummus bagel and some coffee and, you know, got some writing
done. Is that like your attempt at Mideastern peace? Putting hummus on a bagel?
Could be. I like
something
that.
Loose on Doc.
Whoa, dude. Got me deep on that one, man. Fuck.
Hummus on a bagel. Come on, man.
You wouldn't think, but it works amazing.
Okay.
They offer an array of spreads, but I like the hummus.
Mm-hmm.
Feels healthy and fun. So I did that, and then I was like, I got time to burn. I was done creatively with whatever I was doing there.
Oh, you were done creatively like on last Thursday?
And so I closed up my laptop and marched down onto the Mag Mile, stopped at Cubs store, got myself a hat because I hadn't bought myself any World Series swag, so I got a
people were talking they're like, bro, come on,
I got a Cubs hat that's really cool, and it's Velcro in back, so because I can't buy any of the flex fits because I get my head's too big and it hurts my head, squeezes my head. Then went over to Zara.
Really sensitive about your head being squozed.
Yeah, give you
with that. It wears the shitty headphones because of it.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got all the thoughts that he needs to write down at the coffee shop.
I can't expand my mind if it's being squozed. Yeah,
squoze the juice out of that
could
stuff.
Just eat, put some hummus on their bagel.
I went.
The Arab world and the Jews coming. Oh, that's so beautiful.
Then I went over to Zara, but I was looking around there, but I was like, no, that's where Steve likes to shop for me for my birthday. Mm-hmm. That's where you bought me.
No, that's where Mallory shopped for you.
$300 shirts.
The store that sells hats was closed.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, and you picked out a great couple outfits for me from there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I won't, you know, I'll let that be Steve's spot for me.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure. Like a pretty woman.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Brandon,
go buy yourself. Here's $1,000. Go buy something sexy at Zara for me.
So I hit up Express, and they had some nice deals going to buy one, get one for half off type of thing. So I got
a BOGO?
Yeah, sort of. Not a buy one, get one. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, not get one free, but get one cheaper. So I got some shorts and some shirts for the summer, so I'm all set. And then I get back here.
Now, did you get the hat they were wearing on Monday night?
It's
with the trophy on it?
No, it says World Series. It's blue World Series champs, Cubs circle in the middle, 2016. So it's a nice.
Can I ask what that set you back?
$30.
All right,
total.
Yeah, that's what I was planning on spending on your birthday. Then somehow, by a factor of 10, it was increased.
Yeah. I look great in those shirts, though, don't
I? Sure you do. So Monday, I thought it was funny that after the banner raising, you know, all the Cubs were out in center field and they raised the banner. And
yeah.
That was cool.
Was dope.
They no longer are using Pat Dahl and his company for their staging and their, you know, their production of stuff like that. I'm going to say I thought The Natural was kind of lame to be playing, but yeah, maybe that's just me.
The song from The Natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the music there is suspect anyway, I think.
Yeah.
All the way down to Go Cubs Go. But so they raise the banner, then they come out of one of the gates, you know, out in the outfield there, one of the doors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're carrying the trophy.
You know, right.
Rizzo's carrying the trophy. But it didn't take long for Tom Ricketts to snatch it back.
Yeah, he got it right away.
He snatched it back right away. And then Tom, his sister, and his brother, all three, threw out the first pitch at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And he threw the pitch while holding the trophy.
He can't let it go.
No, he can't let it go.
I did notice that as well.
Come on, man. Let go of that thing.
I did it.
He had it like Rizzo was like, hey, man, they were wrestling for it.
Yeah.
He's just going to, at some point, Tom Ricketts is just going to have a guy whose only job is to walk around next to him and pour champagne on his head.
I did it.
Woo!
Maybe
want to thank the fans.
He might just carry the trophy so people don't confuse him with Ted Cruz.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, you're Tom Ricketts, not. Okay. Ted Cruz. Okay. It's clear.
Well, I just thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. He snatched it right away from Rizzo.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't messing around with that thing.
And like Jerry.
The show, by the way, let me just mention the show is brought to us in part by David Hochberg. At Pearl Mortgage, 312-751-1333, pearldavid.com, PERLDavid.com.
Yes. I've never seen Jerry Reinsdorf or Michael Reinsdorf like out on the field, like, or sitting
never
down front row,
nope,
or throwing out the first pitch, or
nope,
you know, at the court at the Bulls game. It's they lay back.
Yep.
I think that's cooler.
Yep. Yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah.
But whatever, man.
Whatever.
It's his dad's money. He can do what he wants with it.
Exactly. Exactly. You want to enjoy it, get the full appreciation, get the applause.
Sure, I guess. It seems somebody should tell him to stop.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit front row every game.
Maybe Theo could pull him aside, or
there's
Jed.
Yeah,
somebody.
Theo and Jed were nowhere to be seen. I noticed that.
Yeah.
They know how to do it. No one cares about the front office or ownership.
Well, certainly not on that night.
No. It's all about the players.
Right.
Right.
How did you feel about the gold numbers?
Yeah, it was, you know, for that
special night.
It's
a way to sell more jerseys.
Exactly.
I see all the other owners going, let's have some gold numbers on there. I think that's good. That'll be good because everybody's going to buy those.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. But now that's not going to be for the whole season.
No. Just for a special night.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And I did notice now that whenever they have a special day or a special cause, they're just going to change the color of the numbers. Like for Mother's Day, pink numbers.
Uh-huh.
Which is cooler, I think.
Yeah. I like
or
that.
Father's Day, baby blue numbers.
Uh-huh.
You know, for prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Not for it, against it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that's one position to take on that.
Sure. I mean, you know.
Yeah. So I was saying I got back here and Mallory's and Donnie were like, oh, did you see your shopping buddy out there on Michigan? Because they noticed my bags and they're like, it's like, no, my shopping buddy who's... And then I noticed Dog had some bags on his desk, and you had your own adventure.
Brendan, and Steve, I went over to a place called Life Kitchen, LYFE.
Oh, yeah, healthy eating.
Got me some healthy, I needed a jolt of some healthy food.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That food's good there.
Had me a kale banana.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkofistan.